And this is why bioenergy therapy has moved into the area of life coaching. Because we need to discover the purpose and resolve the cause to gain sanction for release, just as the cause gave sanction for pain. This is often the avenue for permanent resolve or remedy of things that sometimes we can't even imagine a cure for. As a therapist or a healer, I've seen many people relieved in this method, often after conventional approaches have come to an end on pharmaceutical maintenance or in a pain management course. None of us are meant to live our life under such restraint as the restriction of pain or ongoing treatment. So really what I'm talking about today is a concept of life coaching that is a spiritual counsel, a spiritual healing. We are spiritual counselors with hidden knowledge. We join the purpose and reality so that you can find the path to freedom. And Rose and I are spiritual guides connecting the dots of life with disorder and empowering you with the knowledge that is the power for change. We are spiritual counselors, but we're non-denominational. We work with all faiths, from Judaic or Christian background, Muslim, Sikhs, Hindu. We see everyone, because what we talk about isn't really crossing the bounds of any religion. It's the common denominators and ideals that we all agree on. And I just wanted to bring that out because there's oftentimes people wonder, well, how will that apply to me? It's a spiritual counsel. The other thing about spiritual healing I want to make a mention of is that when you talk about spiritual healing, there's a lot of people that go to that head in the clouds place and think in terms of rituals and miracles. Faith healing, for instance, and this is not a faith healing. So I wanted to talk particularly about miracles and say that life itself is the miracle. The way it works is the miracle. Healing is a part of that, just as getting ill is a part of that. It's all a miracle. The miracle is really in life itself. And if anything, we're going to look at a huge miracle today at looking at a different way of how it all works, how this theme park for souls actually works and conspires against us or for us, depending on what we're all about, what we're doing. And it's very unique. And the most fascinating part of the miracle is that it operates on the fly. I'm going to introduce you a little later to something called karmic DNA. And it's your plug-in to the theme park that constantly brings synchronicity to you, constantly brings the very actions out of people, even against their usual personality. People find themselves saying and doing things to or in the presence of people, and they sometimes go away wondering, why did I do that? I mean, that's not like me. Why did I say that? But all of a sudden, the play kicked in and said, you're on call. You must give this person that life experience. And it causes this big interpersonal reaction. But you were prepped and primed because your karmic DNA was one way and theirs is another. And when you mix the oil and water, you're going to get this kind of reaction. And in everything, there is a growth. Everything, there is a conflict. That another big part of this concept, the world operates on conflict. Nothing happens without it. So really, when you think about it, there's a lot of miracle going on, and there's miracles in medicine every day. We can do grand things with medicine, but the interesting thing is some of the miracles you wouldn't think were miracles. You wouldn't hang that label. I mean, let's face it, if you're having surgery or a loved one's having surgery and there's a huge complication, you wouldn't call that a miracle, but I would. Because that's the miracle of how the play works. You see, the interesting thing about physical intervention, and one of the things I've sort of tossed out as a concept is sanction, right? Is that if things happen with reason and purpose, if you have illness that's supposed to be purposely telling you something, and you don't listen, and you don't get it, but you go to have the surgery, and they intervene physically and set things right, where do you think that cause is going to go? Think the cause is going to evaporate? The reason for the illness is going to go away? No. You know, I mean, I had a fellow come to me. His daughter had brought him. And he sat with me for 1 hour and then abruptly got angry and said, I haven't heard a damn thing. Not a damn thing here that's going to help me. And he got up and left. And I was like, I actually treated him with grounded, analytical kind of respect, with bringing in ideas about research that prove things. Because according to Carmichael, he is the epitome of General George Patton. And life is at his discretion. Now, this is a man that's just had a triple bypass operation. Right? Love of life? Not. So he's got a triple bypass operation, and when they fixed the manifestation of the cause, but that cause wasn't fixed, what happened? Within 30 days, from out of nowhere, he's diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Isn't that interesting? No love of life, you intervene, and you get the complication from surgery of pancreatic cancer because the pancreas is about the bitterness of life. The pancreas regulates blood sugar. Why? How we think has a huge impact on what goes on in our body. Because they went in and tinkered with the physical heart where the cause was communicating, and it had to go somewhere else. And there's a logical progression. So it went from disharmony to the inference of bitterness in life. But as much as that, I mean, this man made that jump, but there's no help in him because he's just totally locked out. I said, why did you come here if you don't want to continue and find out what this is and resolve it? I came here because my daughter brought me. She's a registered massage therapist, and she thought you could help me. Obviously not. Okay. Now, I was realizing was, I only know this person as a cranial sacral therapist who does past life regression techniques during treatment. Like, he is so structured that she's in the closet with him. She can't even help him because she can't even tell him the truth about what she does. How we think has a huge impact on what goes on in our body. And the meaning of disorder has a very intricate and ancient understanding. In many, many different ways, our body symbolically does reflect perception. And we're going to talk about body symbology later on today. But that's a fascinating thing, that we start to see the life we lead is actually conspiring to bring us illness. And then you know what? That's not the way we got to look at it. That's the way the human ego looks at it. God! But what we have to do is we have to step back and say, no, wait a minute. Now, stop thinking like a human and think like a soul for a minute. This isn't a repercussion. This isn't a consequence in the meaning of 2 minutes in the penalty box. This is a communication. If I had listened early enough, if I had listened to the whispers and then the talks and then the raised voice, if I had listened before my body was screaming at me at the top of its pain to stop what I was doing, I would have actually been feeling well and further ahead. All doctors have miracle stories. At cocktail parties, they talk about people that shouldn't die but did, and those that should have died and didn't. These are dilemmas. And a wealth of knowledge in medicine doesn't answer a lot of questions for these cases that doctors talk about amongst themselves. We have to realize that biological measurement, pure science, logic and reason in terms of body mechanics is not necessarily the answer. It brings more questions than it brings answers. We don't see the answers for spiritual things. So we have to realize here that health science is full of miracles, hidden ones. I would tell you that the complications during surgery or after surgery is actually a miracle. You probably wouldn't believe that. You wouldn't recognize that. Say, well, how can a negative thing be a miracle? Well, actually, it might be undesirable, but it might be appropriate. It might be an appropriate miracle, because if you think about it, if what I'm telling you today is true, that as you move through life, the things that you do poorly, or the things actually that you perceive poorly, heck, it could be about the war, but the things that you perceive poorly end up as an addendum in your consciousness with sanction to bring disorder and pain, that's a miracle. And if they come along and try and do a physical intervention of a surgery, and your body is actually purposely reflecting a sanctioned cause, then yes, the complication that happens in, during, or after surgery is actually a miracle redefining and re-implementing the original cause. So, yes, medical science has an extraordinary abilities. What we have to realize is that when medicine, 400 years ago, decided that science should be divided from spirit, we started to move away from a humane way of healing. I mean, we have now body mechanics out there who have 8 or 10 cubicle rooms so that they can see multiple patients. Why? Because they can get multiple $78 every 5 minutes for their time. That's like a cattle call. That's inhumane. It's body mechanics. It's not reflecting the needs of the person. It's not reflecting their feelings or what they're going through, or really looking into their past and saying, what's going on and how is this happening to this person? This is the type of healing we had hundreds of years ago, and this is the type of healing we've lost. And when we start to look at this in reality, what we have is we have created body mechanics in medicine. And I'm not dissing medicine. I think medicine's grand, and we should work aligned with medicine. But as good as they are at going in and fixing a situation, you have to go in with cause and fix the cause as well, or you're going to enact a complication. It's the reason why people are getting ill, going and having surgery, and they're coming out and maybe even a month later and finding they're diagnosed with yet another disorder. Well, hey, could it be that the cause, once circumvented physically, had to move into another area of the body? That same cause? This is a conundrum for all people who want to heal. We have to realize that while we have extraordinary science that will change the course of our health by tinkering with the body mechanically, we have to look at more than broken body parts. We have to look at the purpose of that disorder and also fix that too. And I think bioenergy therapists should be working with medicine in tandem. It's like a tag team bout. We have to also go around the other side and say, okay, why is this happening? What's going on in his life or her life that is actually creating all of this circumstance that is symbolically represented by this symptom? Medical intervention without resolve of purpose has to be looked at as half the measure. What I'm really telling you is that if all disorder has reason, why do we insist we can just physically intervene? That is a huge question. We must consider and incorporate personal responsibility to life into our healing methods so that we can be involved with the purpose for healing. The tandem of resolving cause and resolving malady at the same time is the way to go. If you can catch things early, or if you work at them steadily enough, you can actually turn things around. You can make things happen in the body that shouldn't happen. That's the cocktail party puzzles that doctors talk about. For instance, I had a woman come to me with breast lumps, and she was distraught, and the doctor had found these lumps. She had known no idea until she had her physical exam. Scared the hell out of her. Her coworker had sent her to me, and the next night she was in my office. We started working weekly, I think twice a week to start, but within about 8 weeks, we had found and resolved a lot of problems that had been going on in her life. Or at least, we'd resolved the perception of them. Two months later, he's calling her up and said, come on back in, I want to examine you. She was a little bit unnerved. The test came back conflicted, and now he wanted to examine her again to see why some of these tests came up negative. But he can't find the breast lumps anymore. They've withdrawn. And that's a miracle. So they say. But you know what? It's not a miracle when you work hard. It's not spontaneous remission. If you worked hard to find and resolve what was causing that physical manifestation of consciousness.